The announcement that was made pre-election was the introduction of the concept plan that had been done, and it was hopefully proceeding to business plan. But, of course, as you well know, we've had a different government come in, and as whenever we have a change in party government, things change. So now the NDP had asked for a new concept plan to be submitted by Interior Health, and this actually is a better concept plan because it takes into account that the way the population growth is going in the area that Williams Lake Hospital serves, we're going to need more active treatment beds. So they have upped the bed quotient by up to by 14 beds. And so that new concept plan reflects that. So at UBCM, at the University, Union of BC Municipalities, we had a meeting with Minister Dix, the health minister, and we did stress that, in our opinion, Caribou Memorial Hospital needs to be have this major retrofit upgrade, and we pushed as hard as we felt we could push. We do, now that the concept plan has been submitted by Interior Health, ahead of what the minister had asked for, I might add, he wanted it in by November, and it was in, I think, on October 2nd. We are now going to try to set a meeting up with the minister, or at least with a deputy minister, to now push this new concept plan to business plan. That's where it needs to go to next, to go down the process. Once it's been approved at business plan, then it goes to the Treasury for final approval.
So is there a timeline for when you personally would like to see all this happen?
Well, the concept plan is now in. The government is looking at it right now. So I would like to have the meeting with the Minister of Health by the end of the year. Because, you know, these things, I know it frustrates me, and I know it frustrates the general public. These wheels move very slowly. Even once the concept plan has been approved and it goes to the business plan, that is quite a few months waiting. And then it goes to Treasury for final approval. And then we have to, or Interior Health has to hire an engineer and a construction company. So realistically, we are certainly not looking at shovels in the ground in 2018. Realistically, I'm thinking early 2020 is going to be the earliest we're going to see anything done. However, I will say that this new government, as I'm sure any government would have been, is very much aware of the need for development in the Caribou after the wildfire season we suffered. We need to have some new development done, and that hospital is always over capacity, and it serves a huge area, especially out west. So I think we stand, I'm confident that this will continue proceeding down the governmental chain. The Hospital Act that we work under, it requires that regional health districts supply up to 40% of funding for capital projects. Historically, the CCRHD has always done 40% for major upgrades like this. So we have the money in the bank. We have been taxing through the hospital tax so that we wouldn't have to borrow when this came down, which saves the taxpayers like millions, really, in interest payments. So we have the money in the bank. The 40% of the $125 million projected cost that Interior Health is calling on. So we're ready to go. We just need to get the provincial government going.
And is there concern, of course, with that 40% in the bank, saved up, ready to go, that with the project moving along as it is, at the pace it is, that could soar?
It could. We don't plan on lowering our hospital taxation rate. We don't get a lot of pushback, if any at all, from residents. Because we also have G.R. Baker Hospital in Quesnel that has the worst facility conditioning index in BC right now. So we know that years down the road, and we're already talking with Northern Health and with the Health Minister, that we are going to end up having to build a new hospital in Quesnel. And because of where that old hospital is currently situated, it would have to be a green build. Because the we're currently in the process of trying to get a new emergency room and intensive care unit built onto the side of that hospital, because we know we're many years away from a new hospital in Quesnel. And we, in Northern Health, actually had to rejig their plans, because when they had a geotechnical engineer come out to look at the site that Northern Health would have preferred the ER and ICU expansion to go on, there was some concern expressed about the stability of the banks of the Fraser once you start digging down pilings for buildings. Plus, we have the issue, there's the five Chilcotin chiefs that are believed to be buried in the area, and there is also a mass burial of Natako First Nations. So it just is not feasible that we build the hospital on the same place. That whole area there, because it's, you know, there's major truck route going through it until, you know, I don't know how long it'll take it, and if the bypass is going to come to fruition, that's not my department. But it's not in an ideal place. So we have given the ministry the heads up with Northern Health's blessing. They requested that we do bring it up to the ministry that, you know, we are going to start have to look for land to put a new hospital on in Quesnel. And, you know, unfortunately, there is very strict regulations. I mean, unfortunately, Quesnel has had some pulp mills close over the past few years and some mills. But that land is not usable because it's considered a hazardous material site, so you cannot use that for hospital. So while there is land kind of close to the downtown core, unfortunately it's not suitable for a new hospital. So like I said, this is I'm willing to bet it'll be 20 years before Quesnel is really ready to go with a new hospital. And so a new hospital in nowadays dollars is about $350 million. So we plan on saving for that because we know it's coming.